You know, we talked about summertime. You know, for some it starts Memorial Day, others July 4th. We talked about Mohegan Sun's hot summer fun kicking things off earlier in the week. And that means camp season. I know my only one kid that still goes to camp, and it's he's going starting on Sunday. And in Connecticut, we happen to have a lot of things to be proud of, but we can definitely be proud of the fact that Camp Current is the oldest and largest free summer day camp in the entire United States of America, and it's right here in Connecticut. Corey Ciappello is the executive director and CEO of Camp Current. She joined us now on Brian and Company. Corianne, how's it going?
Good morning. It's going great. How are you?
I'm good. You ready to roll? Are we all set?
Oh, yeah, we're in it. We are today's our third day in.
And it's now you guys. I have a bunch of different questions, but you basically. Do you service? I saw you added East Hartford. So, like, the kids that get to come to your camp, where are they from? Is it just Hartford?
It's all Hartford. Yep. We were trying to expand out. We didn't have so much luck this year, but, you know, we're going to re-examine what that looks like for next year and go forward that way. But we have 750 Hartford children at camp right now, which is wild. Yeah.
Is there, I mean, it's one of those things where you prepare for it, and then it's just like this onslaught of energy that just must be incredible. You know, in terms of, like, you know, is there anything new with the camp? I mean, obviously this is the 130th year, which is just amazing. You know, camp is camp. It's, you play outside, you try to find a way to keep cool, and you have fun with the counselors. I mean, is there any new wrinkles this year?
No new wrinkles. I mean, we just really went back and we enhanced all of our programming. We have 15 different educational programs. So the kids really don't know that they're learning throughout the day, which I think is the key. They're doing everything hands-on. They're having yoga, STEM. There's a computer coding class. So they're really learning through the summer, but they're doing it in such a way that is fun and by choice that they don't even realize it. So they're getting immersed in all of this education. While also just having the time of their life.
Now, is you said 700?
750 kids. Organized chaos, we keep calling
it. Is that capacity? Is that as full as you can be?
That's as full as we can be right now. Yep. We have hopes of expanding, but,
yeah, it sounds like you want to do more. So tell me about that a little bit. Like, obviously, you have to raise the funds, and that's what we love to give you the exposure, because people can understand how amazing it is, and people can, you know, be a part of it, whether it's through donations or whatever. But, I mean, how would that look? You want to expand to different communities in need? I mean, how do you get bigger? Do you have the space?
Yeah, we only have 36 acres, so we have this space. It's just really meeting the need. And, you know, inflation isn't, you know, shy to anybody. So it's definitely hit us as well in trying to navigate through that while also meeting the need of our parents and our kiddos. So it's trying to find that medium ground and what works for us. We get calls from, like, every town you can imagine looking to send their kids to our camp. So what makes sense to us and trying to figure out, we're a bus-in only a camp, so we have to have enough kids in one area in order for it to make sense.
Yeah. You know, I think it's great that you guys are thinking like that, because, I mean, there are so many communities in need, and, you know, our small to mid-sized cities have so many kids that could benefit a ton from this kind of stuff. We're talking with Corianne Ciappello, who's the executive director and CEO of Camp Current, obviously just starting out their 130th year. And as I said, it's the oldest and largest free summer day camp in the entire United States. I mean, you know, in terms of finances, I mean, in terms of, are you guys in good shape? Are there any other opportunities, you know, are you doing any fundraising events in the next couple months?
Yeah, well, I guess that's the new thing we have going on. One of the things every nonprofit is really examining is how to be more profitable on your own and be sustainable going forward. Donations, you know, they ebb and flow, but how do you sustain within this turmoil? And one thing that we're able to do is we have this great 36-acre facility with covered pavilions, and we have pools, we have basketball courts, soccer, everything you can think of for corporate retreats, parties, birthdays, showers. So we're renting out our facility outside of our 6 weeks of camp, which it's already here. We already have to maintain it. We already have to do everything. So every single dollar from every rental goes back right to funding our mission. So you're sending kids to camp by having your events at our facility.
Wow. And so when did they, have they always done that, or is that something you started?
This is brand new. We partnered up with the Harford Foundation for Public Giving, and we did a social enterprise. So full business plan. I mean, it was a ton of work on our team. And, you know, we already have bookings starting right now and going through next year, which is great.
Well, that's such a smart thing, too, because you're right. You have the facilities, and with 6 weeks of camp, you have like 3 months of really good weather plus to utilize that people would love. I mean, and we're talking like, so you could do like a corporate retreat, or your company could have an outing there and they could actually like use the pools and stuff.
Absolutely. Yep. It's perfect. We have a lot of our corporate partners that already do it, and they have, you know, 100 plus employees, and they're loving it. So we know
an adult pool party. I love it.
An adult pool party.
I love it. And so you can obviously, I'm sure, go to campcurrent.org and find out all the information. Well, what a great service it is to the 700 plus kids every year. So congratulations on getting off on the 130th year successfully, Corianne. And whatever we can do to help, just let us know.
Thank you so much. We'll make sure you come to Buddy Bash this year. We'll need the support then in September.
Absolutely. I will be there. Thank you, Corianne. Corianne Cipello, Executive Director and CEO of Camp Current. No, have a great day. It's just awesome. I mean, day camp, too, it's like it's a totally different experience, you know, and if the kids don't, I mean, even the bus rides are fun. It's not your school bus ride, right? I mean, it's like it's really fun stuff, and I think that's such a brilliant idea. I mean, I always – you know, I have these conversations with Tim Restall with the Yard Goats, too, and they do a really nice job of the YG Club and other stuff. I mean, like, who wouldn't want to get married or something at a baseball stadium that's beautiful? Same thing with, like, Camp Current. Like, imagine, like, your company, whether it's 10 people or 1,000 people. You just go out there and have camp for a day, you know, have a couple beers, play some kickball, swim in the pool. I'm in.